Britt and Link, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
thanks for joining us here on 2SER. It's exciting to have you on the line. It's, you know, all the way from America, of course. You guys have been on TV. You do millions of videos. What are you doing in Australia?
We are coming to some stages.
Oh, what? Is this a bit of a different thing? Obviously, you do some these videos every single day. Your content is just unbelievable, how much stuff you've actually unloaded. How different is it being on stage in front of real people rather than just in a studio?
Well, you know, this is a bit of returning back to our roots, because we did a lot of live comedy and live musical comedy before we ever made YouTube videos. So we love it. We like the immediate response you get from people rather than seeing them type LOL. It's, you know what, hearing laughter is more satisfying than seeing someone type their response. So we like being in a room with real people. So we're looking forward to it.
Fantastic. And winding it all back, like you say, you guys, I mean, I've been looking into you guys, and you basically did YouTube videos before there was YouTube. You know, you were uploading videos to your website, funny, interesting-looking website. And how did you start doing this? Because video was really slow back in the day, back in the beginning of the internet. How did it go uploading and viewing videos?
Oh, yeah. You had to really compress those things down. So that's what we did. When people watched videos on our website before YouTube existed, we actually had to pay for that bandwidth.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why it took someone stealing one of our videos and uploading it to YouTube and it getting more views in a day than it got on our website in a year for us to realize that we might need to change our approach a little bit. But we did that, you know, basically as YouTube started, and then tried a lot of different things, ending up with Good Mythical Morning being very successful years into our career.
Well, that's it. Good Mythical Morning. There's over 2,000 videos you've got have uploaded on that channel, which has, as of right now, 13,890,557 subscribers, to be exact. And you've jumped onto this, and you're uploading
today we
so many
the
videos.
Question.
Oh, there's
Will
a little
butter?
Bit of it.
Let's talk about that.
This is where you talk about butter, but you do taste tests of all sorts of different things, and how do you come up with so much content? I can't fathom it.
Well, originally, the way the show started is we would start having a conversation in the morning, and then we were like, you know what? Nope. Don't have that conversation. Together, let's have that conversation in front of people on the internet. And so it really just came from the things that we were experiencing and the things that we wanted to talk about. And then a couple hundred episodes in, you start realizing that you're going to end up talking about everything you can possibly think of, conversation starting between the two of us. And so we actually started hiring people and increasing the production, and we've got a writing team. So we kind of have a team working together to go out there and find interesting things for us to talk about, experiment with, taste. We've eaten so many different things, and you start having to dig pretty deep.
Yeah, at a certain point, you start asking yourself, I wonder what packing peanuts would taste like in a taco shell.
Have you got any good content from Australia yet? Like, we've got some pretty interesting foods here that maybe you haven't done yet.
Yeah, we're definitely in research mode here in terms of trying things.
Yeah. Anything you've tried yet that you think, oh, this is unique, something a bit different? Vegemite, of course.
Well, yeah, we've done Vegemite on the show a couple of times. But every time we try it, we usually try it straight. And all the Aussies in the comments are like, no, you're doing it wrong. You need to actually put it on something. Don't just eat it straight. It's not like peanut butter.
I think we're doing it correctly for comedic effect, but not for our dining pleasure.
Well, that's it. I guess you've got to do it. You eat it in the way you think you might have to eat it, not the right way to eat it.
Is okay. The most entertaining.
Exactly. You guys had a band like way back in the day, Wax Paper Dogs. What do you like as musicians nowadays?
Well, I think, we did our high school band thing, and it didn't take us long to realize that we should probably be doing music that's intended to make people laugh, because people were laughing at us as a high school band. So we might as well intentionally cause them to laugh by doing comedic music.
Uh-huh.
These days, what we'll do on stage for the show is, most of our old school stuff is just the two of us and an acoustic guitar, maybe a harmonica. Link may or may not break out a recorder. He's an expert recorder player.
Oh, nice.
One of the few left. One of the few adult experts.
It's a dying art.
And then we've got some songs that are a little bit more produced that we'll also perform.
Yeah, and then at the same time, we take those songs and we kind of weave them in this narrative of how our friendship has developed for over 35 years. That's really the through line of our show is our friendship and how it's evolved and potentially coming to an end.
What?
At the end of the show.
Every show, you mean? Every show. I was wondering how much you guys must get sick of each other. 35 years of just hanging out pretty much. Well, obviously, haven't been hanging out every day for that long. But
probably almost.
Almost.
I mean, we are in Australia together. We are turning this into somewhat of a vacation as well. But we did bring our wives and children. We each have one wife and at least a couple of children between the two of us.
Well, that's good. It's good they come out here for a holiday. Come to Australia.
Yeah.
It's a great place to check out for a holiday, I reckon. When did you just become, like, did you just at one point had full-time jobs somewhere else and then go, oh, actually, our full-time job is now making videos? Was there like a turning point where it just all happened?
Yeah, we both actually got engineering degrees and worked as engineers.
Yeah.
Because we felt like that was the most strategic path to a career in entertainment, but it's not.
No, I wouldn't thought so. I'm very impressed. You've got engineering degrees, though. I mean, obviously you're smart guys, but you're smart enough to be able to make a YouTube channel that has been very popular as well.
Right? Yeah, you don't need an engineering degree to upload a video. So if anyone is considering that as their path, I want to deter them from that.
But if you've now dabbled into the world of books with Rhett & Link's book of mythicality. Oh, I can't even say that word. Book of Mythicality, a field guide to curiosity, creativity, and tomfoolery. What's in the book?
Yeah, it's part memoir. We talk all about the history of our friendship right from the beginning up until now, and a bunch of lessons that we've learned about mythicality, which is what you just described, the subtitle of the book, a combination of curiosity, creativity, and tomfoolery. So it's basically the way that we describe, the way that we approach life and the way that we approach our comedy and the things that we create. And beyond the stories, there's quite a bit of, there's all kinds of comedic exercises. There's a board game built into the book.
Oh, wow.
A handful of embarrassing pictures from different points in our life. But it's essentially just our kind of manifesto about what mythicality is and how we think it has impacted our lives and how it can impact other people's lives. But mostly it's just a really entertaining read.
Oh, excellent. That's really cool that you've transitioned a video series into a book and doing live shows. You've made a huge thing of it. What's next? You know, have you got any more, you know, is there a feature film coming out, you know, TV series on, you know, you don't do TV series anymore. You're doing a TV series on internet. You don't need to do a proper TV series. This is real, right?
Well, we are very open to that, and we are currently writing and conceptualizing a number of projects to get off the ground to just try our hand at different things in addition to continuing to do Good Mythical Morning.
Okay.
You know, which is 5 days a week, and we're expanding that to include another show on Saturdays, and then our podcast Ear Biscuits on Sundays. So we're giving our fans something every single day of the week, and then writing some other things to see what sticks down the road.
Far out, you guys just must be just continually thinking of things to do. And by the way, since I've been talking, you've just gained 70 more subscribers. So that's how quickly this goes up.
I'm glad to hear we're not the only one that watches the real time ticker on subscribers.
And I like to think that you are directly responsible for that.
So oh, I'm
you.
Sure.
Thank you.
All 70 of our listeners have all subscribed right now. No, that's really cool. Really great to talk to you. What are you going to be doing? Whereabouts are you in Sydney, in Australia? Are you coming to Sydney at all? Because we're coming from Sydney right now.
Yeah. So we'll be in Melbourne the rest of the week until our show on Friday.
Yep.
Then we come to Sydney, and we've got a show this weekend, and then we're going to spend a few more days there and check everything out.
Hey, cool. Sunday night, it looks like, the Big Top Luna Park in Sydney. You can get along and check you guys out. What people just sort of sit down and watch you, or do they get involved? Any sort of crowd participation there?
Yeah, we will get some people up on stage with us. We won't necessarily pick anyone. We will let volunteers come up, so you don't have to be frightened. we're not going to select anybody. But, yeah, we get people up there to do some interesting things, maybe help us with a couple of exercises.
Oh, it sounds really good. Hey, guys, I really enjoy Australia, and of course, your families all enjoy the time here. Really great to chat to you on 2SCR today. Good luck with the book and the shows, and look forward to seeing a TV show from you guys one time.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.